What is he talking about? I could hear one mind asking that question. The arising of a new dimension of consciousness. And when I say that, even that's not quite right, but we have to use words. A new dimension of consciousness arising in and through you, human beings. Perhaps just in time to save humanity or the planet, perhaps. Just in time before what has become a form of collective insanity. The beginnings go back thousands and thousands of years. Even the Buddha saw the collective insanity already and said that was 2,600 years ago. And he said, you're in misery all the time. Why? Why are you so miserable? And even your happiness is miserable because it lasts such a short time and then you're unhappy again. The very thing that makes you happy today makes you unhappy tomorrow. That's why you're miserable all the time. This is my new translation of the Buddhist sutras. And in recent times, that human mind, that what one could call dysfunction in the human mind, yes, the human mind has created great things too, but whenever it has created something truly magnificent, it's never been just the human mind, it's been the human mind connected to a deeper realm. And then the human mind became an instrument through which it was not where the creativity, the creation came from. That came from the vertical, the dimension of depth in the artists or the whatever they created. Every creative utterance comes from there. Anything creative comes from the depth that is there within you. The greater intelligence that is concealed in that dimension of depth in you, that is underneath the continuously, the incessant stream of thinking. People don't know what treasure there is hiding underneath that. And the better you are at thinking, the harder it gets to step beyond thinking. So it's very hard for a university professor who has continuously used his or her mind and polished it and added more and more to it to step out of that. And they come, define this, what do you mean by that? It's all just, the mind is trying to grasp something that has nothing to do with thinking. It is deeper. It can then inform thought, it can flow into thought also, and then thought is a beautiful thing. But when you're not connected to the dimension of the vertical in yourself, thought becomes very quickly barren and dysfunctional. Because an entire identity arises in you. Identity means your sense of who you are, your sense of self. An entire identity arises that is based on thought movement, who you are. Continuously telling this inner monologue or dialogue that goes on. So you're talking to yourself. Oh, you're so good. You're not good enough. You should be. Why don't you shoot along? Others are so much better. I love myself, I hate myself, I don't like myself. I can't stand myself anymore. And yet, yourself is the stream of thinking. Which you're really saying is, I cannot stand my stream of thinking anymore. But you confused it with who you are, which is underneath that, the dimension of depth.